On Wednesdays, we talk all things wellness and health, and this afternoon is no different. If anything, we're leaning into a world that not many of us know about, and it is a particular condition that is not spoken about often because not a lot of people speak about it or know about it. Erlen syndrome is something that is sometimes confused with dyslexia. Sometimes it's just seen as a learning difficulty. But for Martelien Venter and a number of different specialists, they focus in ensuring that they know exactly what it is and how they can support you and your children who might be finding themselves struggling with it. She's an educational psychologist and an Erlen diagnostician, and she joins me in studio this afternoon. Martelien, it's good to have you. Welcome to Drive 3 to 6.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You know, Martelien, when we speak about Erlen syndrome, I said to a colleague of mine who told me about it the first time, and I said, it sounds like someone's name, Erlen. And that's to show how much people really don't know about it. So maybe let's start there. What is it exactly? And let's speak about how does it affect the brain? What is its background?
Yeah, you're quite right. It is someone's name. It's named after a lady called Helen Erlen. These days, I don't like to put the syndrome part at the back. I just talk about Erlen, and Erlen filters the colored glasses that we use. And it actually affects everything. It affects your whole body, but especially your brain. So it's a visual processing difficulty. It makes life very hard for people. It can affect your reading, your writing, spelling, maths, what did I leave out? Learning, attention, playing music, and anxiety. So if you think, if you or your child have any one of those symptoms, then you might have Erlen.
So I know for a lot of us, when we think about learning difficulties, particularly with reading, writing, immediately our brain goes to dyslexia. That's the one that was most common. And this sounds different from it.
It's similar, but different. Dyslexia is, these days is used like an umbrella term. Mm. So it covers a lot of learning difficulty type things. But dyslexia is actually a very specific thing, and it's not the same as Erlen, but it can look the same. So dyslexia these days is like a common word for learning difficulties. But if you haven't assessed for Erlen, you can actually not say definitively that a child has dyslexia because the symptoms are so similar. Mm-hmm. So you've got to test or assess for Erlen and make sure it's that, because that can, something can be done about that.
Yeah.
Where with dyslexia, not so much.
So what does it actually look like for a patient and or child who might have Erlen? What do they perceive when they're looking at?
Okay, that's a difficult one because it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
So I have Erlen. I'm actually a very good reader, but I've got a difficulty when I've got to study. So I'm a very poor student actually, but a very good reader. But people might have a reading difficulty, or they might have a spelling difficulty, or both, or you find it in handwriting. Some people have distortions in their environment, so they have a depth perception problem, or they have difficulty driving, or stairs or escalators might be difficult. Mm. Whereas other people only have their Erlen difficulty with school reading-based things. Sometimes listening, like auditory processing difficulty, might also be linked to Erlen.
You mentioned that there's these eight particular things, and you listed some of them now that you want to look out for, that if you have any difficulty in these eight areas, maybe it may be good for you to test. Maybe you could list those eight for us.
Yeah, so I said reading, learning, spelling, maths, writing, attention, music, anxiety, and I can actually add a ninth one, and that's headaches and migraines. That's often linked to Erlen. Mm-hmm. I have clients whose migraines, this is not a miracle cure. Let's be clear about that. But if the reason for the migraines is actually Erlen, then those disappear when they've got their glasses on.
Because once you know what it is, then you're able to get a solution to it. I got a message from someone asking, how different is it then from ADHD, ADD, which I think for a lot of us, because of limited knowledge, we kind of go, you're struggling to learn, so it must be that.
It must be that.
Yeah.
I have a big problem with just diagnosing children with ADHD. That's a very common diagnosis that children these days get, adults as well. But what if the words on your page actually move around, or the white on your page is so bright that you actually cannot sit still and look at it? Then you are going to look like you've got ADHD. And then we've got to fix the stuff on the page and the stuff in the environment first before we actually do something else.
Sure. And you make mention of glasses, filter, color. I heard those three words particularly.
Yeah.
Which brings me to the question of what are some of the ways that this is treated to help one who might be finding the white to be so bright?
Yeah, there's actually two ways. So the first is actually so when I train Erlen screeners who can do the first set of assessments, that assessment ends with a set of what we call overlays. It's like color sheets that you put on your page, but they've got a they're limited. You can't see on the board with them. They can only be used when you're working on a paper or reading on a paper. So the next step is they get themselves to an Erlen diagnostician, of which we have three in South Africa.
Wow.
And then we assess to establish what color lens they must wear to filter out these offensive wavelengths of light that makes it hard for them to process the light in a proper way. These are not a regular, just a colored lens. And this I must actually stress a lot. There's a big difference between just a lens that you can buy on Amazon, a color, set of colored glasses, and these lenses. Or even colored glasses that are made by an optometrist. If it's not an Erlen diagnostician that's assessed this person, it's not an Erlen lens that you get.
Yeah, because they've got the insight to be able to know how to put that lens together for whatever the problem is.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, this is actually so interesting. But then I go, who's the person to look out for? Is it limited to just children? Because I know there's probably an adult who's listening going, man, I've probably found myself my whole life, or maybe for the last 5 years, experiencing what you're talking about.
Actually, just before this, I spoke to a mom whose child I saw, and she's so eager to come herself because while we were assessing the child, she was really identifying with all the symptoms and the things that we were talking about, and she's eager to come and solve that problem for her as well.
Yeah.
So definitely. So usually it can be people who are bothered by light, especially fluorescent light.
Mm-hmm.
If you one of those moms that's got to switch off the radio while you reverse, make an appointment. But usually fluorescent light, sunlight might be bad.
Yeah.
But then you know yourself. If you're one of those people that's been just struggling to learn to read, or struggling to read fluently, or concentrate while you read, actually know what you've read. That's often a common symptom.
Yeah, sure. This has been very helpful, Marceline, because I think for a lot of us, we go, these are things that we struggle with, but we're not sure. It always feels like, I think everybody's going through the same thing, even though you're realizing that it's not comfortable, it's not okay, but you don't know what to pin it to. And for a lot of people, they're going, okay, this is adding some depth to the picture. For someone who's listening and going, I need to find an Erlen diagnostician, which fortunately one of the three is sitting right across me. How do they reach you? How do they get in touch with you?
Yeah, they can just WhatsApp me, or they can, we're on Facebook, Erlen South Africa, Erlen Syndrome South Africa, I think. And they can just send a message. That's the easiest way.
Yeah.
Or send me an email if they would rather do that. I just want to quickly just revert to 2 seconds back to the ADHD. Often people are diagnosed in adulthood with ADHD, and they've sat with that problem their lifelong, and it might be Erlen. If you're one of those people, phone me.
Yeah.
Even if you're an adult. It's very hereditary, I must also say that. So, if you've got a child with learning difficulties and it's Erlen, chances are 85%. The prevalence of this is 15% of a general population.
Sure.
So it's quite high.
Yeah, it's quite a high number. Martinine, this has been so informative. I'm looking at life with a different lens, and this is something that I'm looking at it with a perspective of understanding that there's so much, there's a new complexity that exists that we could sometimes miss, and we just need to be able to lean in a little bit closer, to learn more. And I'm so glad that we're bringing awareness through this conversation. I mean, I got a message already, someone saying they've been diagnosed with dyslexia, and they're just saying, hey, I'd love to do the test to find out, you know. And if we don't have these conversations, sometimes we miss out on it. I look forward to having the chat with you again, because I feel like we've only scratched the surface of the surface, because there's still so much more to learn about early
syndrome. For sure.
Oh,
for
man. Sure. What a great conversation. It is Martinine Fenter. She's an educational psychologist as well as a Erland diagnostician. I don't use that word often, actually. Now I get to use it very nicely. She's an Erland diagnostician, and she's ready to help you if you find yourself in a space where you're thinking, man, I'm not sure, and it might be good for me to find out, reach out to her. Pop me a message with the word, maybe let's just go with learning. Yeah, and I'll send you all her details so that you might be able to reach out to her.